agrees, he accepts the second pshat, and the Rosh pshat is like that, and it's mashma, the Rambam pshat is like that, and the Shulchan Aruch pasuk like that, according to the first pshat, if you keep your mouth closed, even if you do not keep the two lips tight together, just keep it closed. So it's not a good tefillah because it's not holy to be a smile. But the second pshat is that kotos v'sero means that you keep the two lips tied together. So then water does not even come on the lips. The lips is not to be a story. The lips is a gavagolu. The inside, the teeth, the inside of the mouth, the tongue, that's to be a story. But the lips itself is a walking goal. The lips itself. Certainly, I mean the outer part of the lips. The inner, that's already a bit of a story. But the outer part of the lip is a golu, is a mokum golu. So the second shot of the Rashi is called to yourself, put the two lips together so no water comes on the outside lip. So that's why it's not a good filet. But suppose if she doesn't keep the two lips together, stick together, tight, she just keeps it closed, she doesn't keep the mouth open even a little bit, so then it's a good feeling. But it has to be holy be a smile. Now if you keep your mouth closed, even if you do not keep the two lips together tight, so no mind can come into the mouth. So they say, and that's the pshat of most Rishayim, that the pshat of holy be a smile is not that she should keep the mouth a little open so that water could come in. It means there shouldn't be a chitze inside the mouth. Let's say, suppose you have a pebble inside the mouth. So then even if water will come in, so it will be a chitze, then the tefillah is not a good tefillah. Or suppose you have a bone between the teeth. So then, even when the water does come into the mouth, so it will be chitze, then it's inconsistent with all the bias mind. Masha'inkein, if you just keep the mouth closed, but inside the mouth you have no bone inside the teeth, you have no pebbles, there is no dobra chetzeitz in the Beis HaStorim. And if water will come in, then nothing will be chetzeitz that water, so then it's a good, then it's considered holy Beis Mayim, even though you keep your mouth closed. Unless you keep the two lips stick together tightly, so then water cannot even come on the outside lips, if she keeps the two lips stick together tightly. So that's the sheet of Moshe. Right, we'll soon see in the Rav. Kotos was said, oh, kill loy tov. Ho eiche is biodomu vikeilimu mad bilom mei. In other words, he holds on to the person or to keile, he has to be mad with the keile, he holds on to the keile. So mimele, it's not a good feeling because every part of the person, every part of the person has to become moistened with water. Has to be immersed in water. Now, if you hold on, suppose, let's say, a child has to immerse itself, and another person holds on to the hand of the child. Let's say, if he holds on very tight to the hand of the child, so the mokim achize, where he holds on to the hand of the child, no water can come, no water has access to that part of the hand of the child that is held on to the other person. Or, if you hold on to a keile, so that part of the keile, so there's no water comes. So the mele, it's not a good feeling. But so what do we do when we have to be table keile? So the way to be table, so that way you don't want to dump the keile into the mikveh. I mean, then you'll have a lot of trouble picking it up. So if you want to hold on, so then the Mishnah mentions you only have to moisten your hands with the water. So then, and if on the hand that holds onto the keile, so there is all over enough moisture to feyach lat fiyach, so mimele, then the water, so then even, so then it doesn't matter that he holds on, because the water that is on that hand that holds on to the keile, so is mechuber to the water of the mikveh. So it's all right. V'midiach esyodi b'mayi, it's here. ומתיח חסיון, שאוריך הסגודו וכם עם אביב המפעים, ומכם החסיון שנבוא מים, ומתיח יודו ומים תארי, לפי שהמש כשאו יודו, מסחבר ימי המקווה, ושוב אין כאן חצית. רב שימני מי ירפה, כדי שיובאו, כדי שיובאו, So Rav Shimon Mirap, can you show you where my? Can you show you where my? Now there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba in the Pshat. Now the Tveras Yisrael mentions that machlokes, but it's a very basic machlokes. Now according to the Rambam and the Rosh, so Tanekame is the machlia. Tanekame is the machlia. And Rav Shimon is the main. So Tanekame, in other words, Tanekame says that Tanekame is the machmir, that the achyode is all right. But suppose you don't moisten your hands with water and you hold on to the kele, so it's not a good feeling for the kele. Even if you hold on to the kele very loosely, not tight. Whereas Rav Shimon says that even if you don't moisten your hand and your hand is right, But you hold on to the kele or to the person in a loose way, not tightly. So it's all right, Tirape, as long as he holds on loosely. Runs loose. So, that's according to Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon is a miracle, but Tanekame holds, no. That if you don't moisten your hand, so it's not a good feeling, even if you hold on loosely to the kele. Why? Not midrash. Midrash is certainly all right, but midrabbonon, because of exer. In other words, because if we allow him to be tabled the kele while he holds on loosely to the kele without moistening his hands, so maybe sometimes he might be mehadik, he might hold on tightly and he'll think that it's not tight, you know, because it's a question it's a question of impression whether this is tight or not tight. So because of that, and the Kame says that midrabbonon, if you don't moisten your hands, the tefillah is not tele, even if you hold on loosely to it. So Tanekame is a machmir, and Rav Shimon is a meikel. And the Rashba, according to the Rashba, is on the contrary. So Rav Shimon is the machmir, and Tanekame is the meikel, because Tanekame says that Hadochel Chud is good. In other words, even if he's mehadik. So as long as he moistens his hands, even if he holds on to the kele tightly, so it is alright. It's alright. In other words, and certainly, if he just holds on loosely to the kele, so it's alright even if he doesn't moisten his hands. You see, according to the Rashba's Pshat and Tanekame. You see, according to the Rambam, the Ramban and the Rosh, so the Tanakama says, no, you must moisten your hands. If you don't moisten your hands, even if you hold on loosely to the kele, it's no good. But the Rashba says, no, Tanakame is the maker. So according to Tanakame, one of two things is enough. Either you moisten your hands, even though you hold on tightly to the kele is good, and if you hold on loosely to the kele, even though you don't moisten your hands, so it is good. So the Rav Shimon is machmir, according to the Rashba, and he says, no, in addition to the moistening of the hands, he should hold on loosely to the kele. Now, so even though most Rishonim agree with the Rambam, but the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rashba. He passes like the Rashba. In other words, the Rav Shimon is a machmir, the Rav Shimon is a machmir, and the halacha is like a Tanekame, so mimele, it's alright to moisten the hands and hold it tightly, or to hold on loosely and not moisten it. Rav Shimon is a rabbi, kidish yivou yoveyu behem, mai, beis ha-story, beis ha-kmoti, so in other words, beis ha-kmoti means, where you have foldings, or you have orifices, let's say like the armpit. So, in Tzrichin Shiyoveim B'mai. Now let's see the Rav. Reb Shimon ain't no Yerape, we now work Reb Shimon. Beis Astorim, kin teich oizen, vi teich achetem, vi teich hape. Vi teich hape. Now, so, the Rash, I mean the Rav, says, Beis Astorim, Beis Astorim, he mentions, teich oizen, vi teich achetem, vi teich hape. Now, here the Mishnah doesn't say that it has to be ruled by a smay. So, Mimele, we cannot be medalic from the Rav that he is chilling, that he has a certain shita that is contrary, I mean, to some other shita. But there are many poskim. The Rav Kveiga mentions that in the name, one of Rabbi Nazaria, anyway, and the Chochma Sodom, the Bina Sodom, so they also mention it Lahaloche, and there is a raya from the last Mishneh in Mikvois. Chaytshu tochul v'odom, bizman shu nira chaytzeiz v'mini nira, teiru reichu bitchumosei. In other words, suppose someone shot a bullet into the goof of another person, and then, as the bullet was in his goof, so it was teiru. So the Mishnah says that if the bullet can be seen, it protrudes outside the bullet, a little bit of the bullet protrudes outside, and then this person will stay there with the bullet protruding outside, so then it's not a good feeling because it's a chitze, the bullet is a chitze. But if the bullet doesn't protrude outside, it's not visible, so then, and the person will stay with the bullet inside, so then, it's a good feeling. But the question is, it has to be only be a smile? So according to both pshatim of the Rash, even according to the second pshat, in other words, it's not necessary that mayim should be able to come in, but if there is some deidor achetzeis that suppose mayim would come in, it would be achetzeis, so maybe it's not a good feeling, so here the bullet is a achetzeis. Is a chaytzeit. So Rabbi Kveiga mentions in the name of Rabbi Nazaria, Remi, I think. So he mentions that there is a difference between Beis Astorim and Beis Abolua. In other words, there is a difference. There are two categories. Beis Astorim means something that is usually, that is naturally so, let's say the armpit. So it's also why? Because the natural position of the arm is bent down. So when the arm is bent down, so you cannot see the armpit, anything is armpit. But sometimes it's gold. Let's say when a person raises the arm, so then the armpit is gold. So that's called Beis Astorim. So while it's not necessary that mayim should come into, and it's really a real mind should come into the Beis Astorim, but only be a smile, it has to be. If you have something, let's say, if you have something that is chitzitz in the armpit, let's say, in the hair of the Beis Ashechi or whatever it is, so then it's not a good feeling. But then, let's say, that's Beis Astorim, because sometimes it is gold. Mashein kei, let's say, a bullet that was shot into the goof, and if it's not seen b'chutz, that's more than Beis Astorim. That's in Mokim Bolua. Mokim Bolua. So do not have, it's not Echtzitze altogether. I mean, so it doesn't even have to be Rolei B'Yasmai. So we don't care. And because of that, so the Chubes Rabbi Kveiga, and his Chubes, is Mati, a woman whom the doctor, in whose womb the doctor put a ring. So the question was whether the tefillah is a good tefillah. So Rabbi Kveiga discusses it. I mean, there are other reasons on account of which we could be moderate, because after all, the doctor said that she must have it. And so mele, it could be considered as in makpit, miuche in makpit is not chetzit. But Rabbi Kveiga is moderate on that ground. He is moderate on that ground because that's more than a Beis Astorim. That's a Mokim Bolua. If it's put in there, because it's never seen. So then, if it's a Mokim Bolua, so then, he doesn't even have to be Rolei B'Yasmai. Alright, now, Rabbi Kveja also, in his Agoye, so he says, he mentions the name of Rabbi Nazari, I think, Remi. So, Mitalia. So he mentions that there is a difference between Teichoizen, let's say here. Teichoizen, so, in other words, so that's based on story. But it still can be seen, you see. Teichoizen. But Teichachetem, that cannot be seen altogether. So that's like a Mokim Boluah. So he doesn't, so in other words, so even if you have someone who had, let's say, if a person, let's say, he has a very stuffed up nose, so that in itself could prevent the entry of Mai into the nose. So then it would be kosher, because the tefillah would be a good tefillah. Why? Because that is a place that is never seen. It's never seen, so it's like a Mokim Boluah. Now the Rav that in Ore here mentions in Bechodemacht, he mentions Teicha Ezen, Teicha Chetem, and Teicha Pe. Now, so Teicha Ezen, it all depends, Teicha Ezen. If, let's say, it's very deep into the Ezen, that's a Mokim Boluah. But, let's say, here, so that's a Bisa story. Now, Teicha Pe, so that's Bisa story. That's certainly not a Mokim Boluah. But, and Teicha Chetem, so that's a Mokim Boluah. So Rabbi Kveja says that Teicha Chetem, so it doesn't even have to be Roli Biasmai. Now the Rav, Bertinore, includes everything, Bechode Machte. But it's no Raya. It's no Raya that the Rav is Chilik on Rabbi Nazari Shite. Because if the Mishnah had mentioned in its Rikhin Shiyoveyo Bemayim, Avol Roli Biasmaim Beinon, so then you could be Midayik that the Rav is Chilik. The Mishnah doesn't mention the other thing of all the Bias Mayim. The Mishnah only mentions in Tzrichish Yaveyu B'Mayim. As far as in Tzrichish Yaveyu B'Mayim, so Mokim Boluah and Mokim make Bias Astori, that's Haimahach. So Mimele he mentions, together with Teicha Pe, which is a Bias Astori, he also mentions Teicha Chetem, which is more than Bias Astori, which is a Mokim Boluah. Alright, so Mimele it's not right. Bias Akmotim, Bias Astori, Bias Akmotim, and Tzrichish Yaveyu B'Mayim. Shall Shechel shall Ervo, Ina Mekmotin shall Tzokin Uskeno Shepsorim Nikmat. In other words, in elderly people, so the skin acquires many, develops many foldings. So many foldings, so even though water does not come into, between one folding and another, so between one kenet and another, so it's all right. Now, you see, for Izokin, according to the first pshat in the Rash, that Kortzos Vassel means that she had her mouth closed, even though the two lips were not stuck together tightly. So in other words, there is no, so water did come to the outside lips, but it prevented water from coming inside the mouth. So according to the first pshat in the Rash, it's not only Bias Mayim. Now according to the first pshat in the Rash, so that means if a person, let's say, is open or is skin or has many foldings on the skin, so in order that the tefillah should be a good tefillah, he must separate the foldings. Otherwise, water will not come in. That would be quite a job to separate the foldings. According to the second pshat, so it's not necessary that the folding should be nifra. But all that is necessary is that inside the folding there shouldn't be a pebble or something. I mean, or matted hair. I mean, something that is echtit, but not that the folding should be separated. So I mean, so it's a big nafgemine between the first pshat and the second pshat. All right. In Tzrich Yom Na'ayin. In social mind, the sea, the Holashi Yiga, the Azov, the Yodov, the Shot of the Mai, the Shifas Yodov, Nita Azov, all the Tulas Kulagubi, my Haim, the Zorich, El Lemaloch, my Yodov Binira, of Kop, sorry, Binira, Prat with a story. The Aval Pichinom Rahomi, Leilom, Yelame, the Odom, the Service, Shitehe Isho, Matiho, Motel, Bishas Tvile, the Nay, the Intrichin Lovi, then Mayim, Moke, Horoli Bias Mayimino, Horoli Bias Mayimino. Now the Rash. Now this Mishnah is the basic Mishnah in Chitzit. תהירו מתומוס ומתמסנידה, אבל תמי על גבריקו, שניסלש על המויס, גידם שטובו. ותמיו מתירס מגו, דיריקו מתמי במגו ומסו, ואפילו באינו מפיו תמיו. הוא מידה דהווה, הנבלה בקיימתה, דמיתמי, בפרק יצדי, בפרק יצדי. So the Gemara says you need the chariots became in the foldings, let's say, yes, folding. And then there is a chariots hidden between the foldings, between the kmotik, in the goof of the person. So it doesn't become tummy. Because Magabis Astorim is not mitam. Magabis Astorim is not mitam. Masheinkei, Nivele became tay, so he becomes tummy. Why? Because chariots is only mitam in magi, it's not mitam in masi. Masheinki Nivele is mitame not only the mage, but the tame the masse. Masse is a story, is mitame. We are really came to the tame for this day. Who for the Chesed Kelim, Chola Krabiesi, Bidvelo Shebipiv, Bin Hefer, Bin Loi Hefer. In other words, that if he has it velo, let's say, a certain kind of thing, so in his mouth, and then, there is reik. So Rabbi Yossi says, if he fechifi moved the dvelo inside the mouth, so then the reik has a chalisha mashke, because it was detached and came in. But if he didn't move the dvelo b'sechpi, if he wasn't happy the dvelo b'sechpi, so the spittle was not detached from its source, so it doesn't have a chalisha mashke, so mele, it's not mitam. Uvipidien shebipi. Kotono litzimei tome mishum di chihefech. So the Rashi miforshet chihefech nekar reik uvipidien litzimei miteich shapidien bifi motzo reik. So it has a shemashke veim tome lishtes vireik habomach was hapidien choshev mashke umitame biyodai misoves legabi hoche kotono lehos nosno saro bifi viloi bohu hamayim bisaro. So in that case, there is a dover achitzitz bifi. Kopzo yodo, have a chatzitz. Kotzo. So the male, that part of the hair that is inside the mouth was not immersed in water. And then, if he puts the mouth, so first of all, there is a chisong tefillah on the hair. And then there is another chisong, because if he puts the hair in the mouth, so that's a dover achitz, it's inside the mouth, and only the smile is being on. So mimele, so it's not a good feeling for the second reason. Alright. Yodo havachitz. Kortos v'sel. Now here you'll see, the two shot. Kortos v'sel, meloshik likhiz v'sipere, v'sipere v'sime. She bikos v'sisel. V'lenichtisho hamayim v'fil. V'neu, so he says, so he emphasizes in the first shot. V'lenichtisho hamayim v'fil. So it doesn't make a difference whether she keeps the two lips stuck together very tightly or not. As long as water cannot come into the mouth, even if she doesn't keep the two lips together tight. Vinei bias maim lebinon, bibis astorin, roli bias maim binon, kidoma firik tenekes, ufirik kamedik dushte. Uktsas, also that's one pshat. And then he says, uktsas o yenire, dikotsu hu loshin deich. That's the second shot. She dich kesvese obieser. Kmoi poschoi ne obieser. Or she otzmoi ne obieser. In other words, so then even the golf, the part of the lip that is always golf, if she keeps them stuck together, so no water comes to it, has access to it. So mele, it's not a good feeling. But if she doesn't keep them stuck together, and water does reach the outside lips, but water cannot come inside the mouth as long as he doesn't have any dover achitzitz inside the mouth, so then it's all right. Uktzatu yinio vikotzo hu loshin deichat shedich kesvesel v'yeseach miposcho yinio v'yeseo shot v'yeseo v'yeseo t'ekne v'itvilon t'meim kilonit v'lo lipol mayim kimachizoset. ומתיח יודו במים כמחיזוסי תרם, לבשמש כעל יודו פיסחה במעמיק לבין כרציצי. הם צריכים שיהיה במים, אבל צריכו איש ועדיח להסתמותר במים שירו לבי עצמיים, כי לא אמר תנקס, Taibi is at Gomilk, Taibi is at Shimon Zurian, there is a story, bin Sua Chitzitz, bin Pnuyoina Chitzitz, Pirish Nisua Makpedes, Shalahi Dova Chitzitz, Nikitashvish. Ina me afilu bishop is a story, Makpedes Shalit is gone out by law, also by law. So, Vishifrose, so, Vishifrose shall have the Tamadi Dushin of the Vilikish Nutsa Etzen Mishinel, so Shemon is Sua Hoysa. Shemon is so is iname a etzem ben shinayim kula al mekab. So in other words, so that means that there are two lishenes in the Rash. According to the second lotion in the Rash, so an etzem ben shinayim is echtitze for everybody, for a man, a woman, a knuyo and isu. According to the first pshat, so even an etzem ben shinayim is only echtitze for a woman that is married, but not for a man or for a woman, a knuyo. All right, next day. Eilu chetzitz im yodam. Chutei tzemer, v'chutei pishton, v'yotzuei sheberoshi habonis. So these are chetzitz im yodam. Chutei tzemer, in other words, if you have a strip of wool, or a strip of flax, or ribbons on the heads of the girls. Rabbi Yehuda imeir shel tzemer v'shel sar in chetzitzim. In other words, that strips of wool or hair is not chetzitzim. So, I mean, the Rav points out that it is that the Chachomim achilikan Rabbi Yehuda, only in regard to Tzemer, but Sar the Amei, Shesar HaChitzin, Mipnei Shamayim Boim Boim, because water goes through. Eilu HaChitzin, Chuti Tzemer, Chuti Pishtom, Vortzui, Shabonis, Mikalis, Ben Sar HaShebereish, Veimudokis, Bisar HaShebereish, Umeini Samayim, Milikonis, Bisar, Shal Tzemer, Bishal Sar, In HaChitzin, Vein Alochek, Rabi Yudu, Bishal Tzemer, Aval Chutim, Shal Tzar, Meidum, Lichachonim, Lif Shamayim, Nichnosim, Ben, Vidavki Chutim, Shebereish chetzitzim, avo shol tzavo ino chetzitzim. So only chutin, ribbons, on the hair, on the head, so that is tight. Masheinke, if shol tzavo, like a necklace, so that is not chetzitzim, shein mishoch inekes es atzmo, because no woman will make it so tight so that she should choke in that necklace. All right, now the next mission. Tilki halei, v'azoki, ובי ססטוי, בי אישו. So, kilki alev means the matted hair on the chest. So, if it becomes matted, so they nimosin and becomes wet. So, it's nimes, minazeye, so that is something that the person is makpit. So, mimele, it's a chtzit. Kilki alev, azoke, the matted hair on the chest, or the matted hair of the beard, ubeisastorim beisho, ubeisastorim beisho. So it's a chitz. Lifluf shechutz la'ayim. In other words, the rim outside the eye. Vigelet shechutz l'mako. Uvotio sheoleo. The pus that is outside the wound, and the plaster on it. Viserev. So in other words, these are chitzes. V'seref ayovish. Seref ayovish. In other words, if there is dry juice on the body, v'gildei tzeyor shal psore. And if you have certain filth, I mean excrements, on his flesh, on his skin, u'botzik shetachas atzipeiren, or if one has dough beneath the fingernail, the milmulin, that is a drops of sweat. So, vetit ayovon. So, vetit ayetzrin. I mean, that's a certain kind of clay, tit ayovon. Tit ayetzrin, that's potter's clay. Vigetzivoni. Ezeu tit ayovon, zeu tit aberis. Shenema, Vayalini, Beoshein, Mitita Yovon. Tita Yitzrin Kimashmoy, the Pata's clay. Reb Yisi Mitaya Bishal Yitzrin, Umitami Bishal Morocco. So Morocco means puri. So what does it mean, Mitaya Bishal Yitzrin? Mitaya Bishal Yitzrin, in other words, the Pata's clay is not a chatzitze. It's not a chatzitze. And but if it's puri clay, so then it is a chatzitze. We get Ivoni. Eivuat is gets Ivoni. Eiv Yisayis Adrochim. There's the pegs and the roads. Shein Tevelim Behen Veloi Matbilineis. Ushokalatit Matbilineis Beik Ishulach. So any other teeth. So if it's moist, so Matbilin Beik. Veloi Yidbeil Beagok Shal Raglo. If he has dust on his feet and his legs. So he cannot be teivel because that is a chatzitze. Lo yidvel es akum kemes bepechomi. Elin kin shifshe. Suppose he has to be teivel a kettle, a kele. And it has a suit, the suit. So the tefillah is not teivel for the kettle until he scrapes off the suit on the surface of the kettle. Now let's see the rab. Kilke aleiv. Sar she bechoze, the metet heya. She can neged aleiv, she mistabich. It becomes entangled and intertwined. So, v'nase kein shashores, v'nimosim in azeyam, u'beis astoris. So why is nimosim important? Nimosim is important because if it's nimos, so is makpit. If it's not nimos, it's not makpit. And niu cheni makpit is not chesed. U'beis astorim, b'isho, mipnei shasar nechas, u'mistabeich b'isimokim machmas azeyam v'atinu v'alichlu, v'davke b'isho nisuo, shemakpedes al atzmo. Shalei tizgane al bailo, who the beis astorim adachtzitze? Avol bipnuyo, veine madin makpedes, loi have beis astorim chatzitze. Now the... I will soon see, I mean, the future. Right. Now, Lif Luf Tseyasai, dried excrement on his skin, Vamilmulin, the sweat, Kishiyodo Shalodo Mokhokhis Bitito, Mipotse Kolbizeo, Umeilo Yode Achaso Haverto, Nasal Yode Kimin Gargirim Shoserim. Droplets of sweat. We shall merikov puri, tita shoro believen beitzo, also we sakim be akele shenizdikush in amai mi machenise. Merikov loshin tamruki noshin. Vein alochet rabiud. Yisid is drochim, tiche mismayich al dihilog miyodam shenisalch lolo. Uch shulach nikro getzivoni. Uch shuyovish nikro yisid adrochim. Shekoshe lahalich aleyen and vinire, so it's like pegs. Vinire kim halich al gabe yisidis. Shein teivun behem, imoyo bimikve titkoze. ולוי מדביל נעשה, אם הוא יאופסורי. ואין שמיפורשים ולוי מדביל נעשה, מניתני ומימוק לסלקה השוקת. מכם עתית. הקום כסקלי נחישס שמחמים וחמים, ומחמס ראשון, והשלב שאילה על גבו אופנסה סביבו פחומים, so he develops his suit on the surface. אלוהים כישפשיף, so the suit is also יחציסה. אלוהים כישפשיף הפחומים של גבו, so that's a חידש. Because one could say that the suit is not the Dorosh Yishbi Mamesh. It becomes so impregnated into the surface of the Kele that it's not even to be considered as a Chetzeh. So we see, no, that the suit is the Dorosh Yishbi Mamesh. All right, now. Elim ki yishavshiv ha-bechom nishal gav. All right, Mishneh Gimel. Eilu shein Chetzeh. And so Mishneh Beis gave a list of things that are Chetzeh. Now, the Mishneh mentions the things that are not Chetzeh. Eilu shein chaytitzim. Kilkei horosh. So the matted hair on the chest, or the matted hair in the beard is chaytitzim. But the matted hair of the head, so kilkei horosh. So ubeisa shechit, ubeisa storim beich, ubeisa storim beich. So. With a stolen beach, the ish in the makpid, vafil isho in the makpedes, elo nisur, ki the parishes. Now, the Rash here says, in regard to Beis HaShechi, the Rash says, Bechinom Tanya, the Havi Bechlal Beis Astov. In other words, that Beis Ashechi is Bechinom mentioned, because it's included in Beis Astov. So the Rabbi Kriga points out that we see that the Rash is really can all the other Lishem. Is really can all the other Lishem. Because here, the Mishnah mentions that Beis Ashechi, Kilke Oreish Beis Ashechi, so the matted hair in the armpit, so that is not chitzis, So the tour says, and so many words, and all the other Rishonim agree with the tour, that the hair of the Beis Ashechi, the matted hair of the Beis Ashechi, is not chitzis, even a nisha, and even a married woman, So in other words, according to the tour. So when the Mishnah says Ubeis Astorim, Eilu Shein Chetetzin, Kilke Orei Shebeis Ashecho Beis Astorim Beish, so Beish modifies only the last expression, Beis Astorim. It does not modify Beis Ashech. But the Rash, we see that the Rash is Chilek on the Torah. And he holds that Beish, that Beish, he modifies not only Beis Astorim, but it also modifies Beis Ashech. Beis Ashech. So in other words, only the method here of the armpit in a man, so he's not chitzit. But the matted hair in the armpit of a married woman is a chitzit. So Meir the Rash says, lechinam tanya, because since the beish modifies beis ashechi, so why did he have to mention beis ashechi? He didn't have to mention beis ashechi altogether, because that's included in beis ashechi. According to the other Rishonim, that the matted hair in the armpit is not echtzitze, even a married woman. So mimele, it's not birdi tanya beis ashechi. Because eilu shein chitzis in kilti or eishe beis ashechi is no echtzitze in anybody. Whether it's a man or a woman, a pnuya or a nisiyo. Or beis astorim beish. So that, only in a man it's not echtzitze. But in a woman, in nisuo, it is echtzitze. But the Rash holds that even beis ashechi is echtzitze in a married woman. So mimele, so it could be included in Beis Astorim. So he says, Birdi Tanya. Alright. Ubeis Ashechi, Ubeis Astorim Bish. Rebbe Elazar Meir, Echod Oish Veechod Oisho. Kol HaMakvid Olof Chetzitz, Vishay Makvid Olof Ein Chetzitz. Now let's see the Rav. Ubeis Astorim Bish, the Ish in the Makvid. Vafilu Isho. Einu Makpedes Elu Nisuo Kil Parishis. Vishay Makvid Olof Ein Chetzitz. Ein Chetzitz. Vihu Shelo Yiyal Reit Pufei. ופסק ההלוך אלי נחציצה רובי ומקביד אולו חיצת ועתר. מיעוט את לימר, אם הדובר החיצת הוא במיעוט הגוף, אבל כשמקביד אולו ונחיצת נעתר. אבל חכומים גוזרו על רובי של מקביד, משום רובי המקביד. ועל מיעוטי המקביד נאמה משום רובי המקביד. ולגוזרו על מיעוטי של מקביד אותו מיעוטי המקביד. ואי גוף הגזירה, וענן נקן ונגזר, ונגזר, גזר לזר. נזר גזר לזר. Now, so in other words, so the klal is midraise, in order to be echtzitze, it must be chitze, it's the rov haguf. The rov haguf, and be makpid. And be makpid. Suppose it's chitze, it's the rov haguf, but it's not makpid. So maybe it's not echtzitze midraise. Suppose it's makpid, but it's miut haguf, so it's not echtzitze midraise either. And then midrabonon, so a miut, המקפיד is חייצית, and רוב, even any מקפיד is חייצית, מה שאין כן, if it's a mute, and any מקפיד, so that's no חציצה, even מרבות. Now, there is a מחלקס between the Rambam and the Raivet. I mean, the Raivet cheated that the shit is again. Now the Rambam says, the Rambam himself mentions the Shittes again. The Rambam in Perek Vayis Muches Mikvoyis Halacha des Rov says as follows. Shtei Sayres V'yesa Sheo Yikshurim Ka'achas. Sheo Yikshurim Ka'achas Kesher Echot. Einon Chetzisi, Bipnei Shamayim Boim Boim. V'sar Ha'achas Sheo Yikshiro Chitzetzes. V'hu Sheo Yiyah Makpid Oleo. Avol Ibn Makpid Oleo, also Leit Vile. Ad Shetiyah Reif Sarei. Koshu, nimo bifnei atzmei, koze, hoiru age, viyira li, shesare shalodom ki gufi yu koshu, viyin tfile, ואין כי גוף בפני עצמי, כדי שנאמר, ריב עשייה, אלא אף על פי שכל עשייה שווה שיקושי או נימו נימו, אם אני מקפיד עליו, אולסו להתבילה, אלא אם כן יצטרף לחצי צחר, על גופי ונמצא הכל ריב גופי, כמו שבאנו, ואחות הנידה ואחות שור הטמאים שיש בראשן עשייה. So there is a מחלקת between הרמב״ם ורייבה. The Raiva, the Rambam rejects the Shittas Hagene. The Shittas Hagene means, now, Vitoval, Psori Bamayim, Dovor, Hatofil Psori, Umau Sar. So the Gemara learns out from the Posik that the Sar also has to be immersed in the Mikveh. In other words, suppose a woman would immerse herself completely in the Mikveh, but she has very long hair, so some hair would protrude outside the Mikveh, so it's no tefillin. Because of even though the whole goof was immersed, but if one seah was outside the mikveh, so then the tefillah is no tefillah midrash. So then the Gemara learns out dovar atofel psor mau seah. So the shittes againim is that the seah is considered as a goof b'chniatz. According to the Rambam, so the Gzeras HaKosuf of Dovar HaTofel Psori Umau Seyo only implies that Seyo is considered like the rest of the body. In other words, if we didn't have Gzeras HaKosuf, so then I would say Seyo, that's not the body itself, that's not the goof itself. I mean, in Kol HaTer Kule, Seyo does not have a din as the goof itself. So here there is a special chiddush, that even the seyo, which many times is cut off, and it doesn't stay with the body, so is also, as far as tefillah is concerned, it's considered like an integral part of the body. But it's not kiguf b'fnei atzmei. So we may suppose, now the halacha is, that now mid-reise, so only dovar ha-makpid and rov is chetzis, and rubi is chetzis. But midrabonon, if let's say it is rov, the goof, if there is a chetzitze on rov of the goof, even though it's not makpit, so it's still a chetzitze. Now suppose someone has a cast over his body. He has a cast over his body, and that covers the rov of the goof sometimes, the cast. So then it would be a chitze, even though it's any makpit. Because a cast, any makpit means that he doesn't care if it is on the body. Makpit means he does care. He's annoyed by the fact that it is on the body. He wants to get rid of the thing. Now when a person has a cast on his body, so that's considered as any makpit. There are many curious in the achenim on that. But that's considered as any makpit. Why is it in a makpid? Because on the contrary, he must have it. He's makpid to have it. Any makpid, so that is, makpid means that he's makpid to have it removed. But if for the duration of the time that the doctor told him he must have the cast on the body, so that means he must have it. So it's certainly not makpid to have it removed. But on the contrary, it's makpid that he should stay on. So that's considered any makpid. Any makpit means that he doesn't care. Whether it's on the body or not. Or he cares that it should be dafke on the body. So that's any makpit. Makpit would be if he cares that it should be removed from the body. So if the cast is, let's say, on the leg and it's a miutaguf, so then it will be really. But suppose, let's say, because it's a mute, even though, and it's a mati, but suppose the cast covers the rob of the goof, so then midrabonon it's a chitze, even though it's a mati, so then there cannot be tefillah, it cannot be ailer. Now, so the question is this, suppose there is something that is chitze, something covers most of the hair of the woman, but, so, from the point of view of the hair, it's the rob, but, if from the point of view of the whole goof, it's only a mute, and it's only a makpit. So according to the Gainim and the Raivet, so the Seyo is considered as a goof b'fnei atzmei. So in other words, if it covers most of the hair, even though it's in mute of the group. View of the whole group, it's only mute, and it's in a Makpid. So according to the Gainim and the Raivet, so the Seor is considered as a group in Nazi. So in other words, if it covers most of the hair, even though it's a mute of the group, so mainly it's Yachtitze, even though it's a Makpid. Let's say, I mean, that the child sometimes arises. Let's say a woman who just had gone through a brain operation, and the male, she has to have on the hair, she has to have a certain covering. So according to the gaining, so even though she must have it, so it's in a makpid, because she must have it, so, but according to the gaining and the raivet, so that's a group of me the seya, and if it is chetzit, bifnei rov of the hair, so even if it's in a makpid, it's chetzit, according to the Rambam, so Seyo is considered as a group of Neatzmei. So it is not considered as a group of Neatzmei. The Xeras HaKosov V'atofel Psore implies that the Seyo too requires Tvile. So it's like the finger. So in other words, but if the Chitze is the major part of the hair, but it constitutes a mute as to the whole group, so then it's considered like mute, and if it's any Makpid, so then it wouldn't be a Chitze. It wouldn't be a chatzit. All right, so this is Avo imene makpid, Oleo also a twile, achetir reif sari, kosho nimo nimo bifne atzmei, kozeo hira geni. So if reif sari is kosho nimo nimo bifne atzmei, there's a chatzit on reif sar, even though it's a mute on the whole group, and it's in a makpid, but it's a rov of the sar. So kozeo hira geni. So the twile is not a good twile. V'yirali, so the Rambam is chilek. שסארי של אדם כגוף יהיה חושב, לאין תפילה, ואין לי כגוף בפני עצמי, כדי שנאים הרי בשר, אלא אף על פי שכל סי הרי שכושר נימו נימו, אם אין לי מקפיד, אולוב אולסו לתפילה, אלא אם כן נצטריך לחיציץ אחר על גופי, ונמצא חקל ריב גופי, כמו שבאר, אמר אברום כדברי הגנים הוא היית, כדברי הגנים הוא היית. Now, although the Sefer has a very good piece on the Machlekes, the Rambam and Gehen. All right, now, so, Rav Lezer Eimer, Echo to Ish, Vecho to Isho. Kol ha-makpid olof chesis, she makt olof chesis. Now the question arises, what is the machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Lezer? Everybody agrees that the main criterion as to whether something is chesis or not is kpeide. Everybody agrees with that. So what is Rav Lezer, and what point is Rav Lezer chilik on the Tarekane, on the Rabbanon. We pass not like Rav Lezer, but we also pass that Dovar HaMakpid is Chetzitz, Miut HaMakpid is Chetzitz, Miut Sheini HaMakpid is Eina Chetzitz. Now, so the Rashbo, Ishar HaMayim, the Rashbo says that the Machlekes between Rav Lezer and the Tarekane consists in this. Now, because the Tarekane says, Beisav Stori Bish, is not chetzis. Beisho, it is chetzis. So Rav Lezer says, it doesn't make a difference whether it's isho or isho. It's a subjective thing, because it all depends if that particular person, whether it's a man or a woman, is makpid, and he cannot stand, let's say, when he has matted hair in the base of story, he cannot stand it, and he wants to get rid of that matted hair in the Beis HaStorim, so then it's a chitzen a man too. And if the woman doesn't care, even if she's a married woman, but if she doesn't care, so it's not a chitzen. So Mimele Rav Lezer says, you can't distinguish between Beis HaStorim Beish and Beis HaStorim Beish. Because it's a subjective thing and it varies from person to person. So we just have to know as to whether that particular person who had matted hair in the Beis HaStorim, let's say, during Tvile, whether he's makpid, he's fastidious, he's sensitive to it or not. If he's sensitive to it, so then even an ish is a chitze. If he's not sensitive, so even an ish on a married woman is not a chitze. That's Reb Leiba. And what does the Telekame say? The Telekame says that Kpeide does not depend upon the individual attitude, the attitude of the Teva, but it depends upon the attitude of most people. So in other words, so Meili says, most men are not sensitive to meditate on the Bisa story. And most married women are sensitive to meditate on the Bisa story. So Meili, that's why the Tanakame says, Bisa story Bish. So Bisa story Bish is no chitze. Even if that man happens to be very sensitive. So according to the Rashba, the Tanakame says, it's no chitze. It's not an individual criteria. It's a general criteria. Now this is the Rashba shit. Now the Rambam shit is, and the Bes Yosef, there is a machlekes between the Bach and the Bes Yosef as to what the shittes Rambam is. But according to Bes Yosef, the shittes Rambam is that Kpeide only depends upon the individual, the tailor, not upon what most people, whether most people in that category, their gender, are makid or not, but only whether this specific person, the table that develops, is makid or not. So the question is, according to the Rambam, now the Bach says that according to the Rambam, both pay this, achtit. In other words, that according to the Rambam, in other words, the Bach says that the Rambam agrees with the Rashba Shite also. In other words, that if something, the Bach says that according to the Rambam, so if, let's say, most people are makpid on something, even if the particular table is not makpid, so it's a tzitz. And if, on the other hand, if the particular person is makpid, even though most men are not makpid, it's also a tzitz. This is what the Bach says. But the Bes Yosef says that according to the Rambam, so it's the individual person. He is to decide whether this is a chitz or not. In other words, if the tevel that develops is makpid, so then it's considered dovar makpid. If the tevel or the develops is not makpid, even though most women are makpid, so it's not a chitz. Now, it doesn't make any difference because we have to be machmir, some melech, because for the shittes Rambam and the shittes Rashba, so it doesn't make any difference whether the pshat in the Rambam is like the Bach or like the Bes Yosef, but it's mashma more like the Bes Yosef, that the pshat in the Rambam is like the Bes Yosef. That the Rambam shitting is that machti depends upon the tevel, not upon most people. So the question is, bishleime according to the Rashba, so we understand the machleke between Tanekame and Reb Eliezer. Tanekame says that it's a general criterion, not an individual criterion, and Reb Eliezer says it's an individual criterion. But according to the Rambam, he passed on the Tanekame. And still he says that it's individual, and according to the Bes Yosef's Pshat Rambam, that it's an individual criterion, so what is the machlekes between Tanekame and Reb Eliezer? So according to the Bes Yosef's Pshat in the Rambam, when the Tanekame says, Ubeis Astorim B'ish is no chitzeh, why? Because usually, a man is not makpit on the Beis Astor. He's not makpit. So what does Reb Eliezer say? But if, let's say, he's a very sensitive person, then it is a chitzeh. So what does Reb Eliezer say? Echad Ish, Echad Ish. Tanekame agrees with it. So what is it? There is a machlokes between Tanekame and Reb Eliezer as to whether a man is sensitive to a chitzeh in Beis Astor or not. I mean, that's it. That's inconceivable. So we have to say, I mean, that's really one of the rayas of the Bach, that the Rambam also agrees with the Rashba Shite, that a general payde is a chitze. Is a chitze. All right, but the Bes Yosef says no. So we have to say that the machlekes between Tanekame and Reb Eliezer is in regard to the extent of kpeide. In other words, the Tanekame says that the Beis Astor in Beish is no chitze. And Reb Eliezer says, if he is makpid, it is a chitze. So what does it mean? So the Tanekame says, even if he is makpid, it's no chitze. So, but if he is makpid, everybody agrees. The answer is there are two kinds of prayers. Sometimes a person doesn't like something. Let's say he doesn't like the matted hair that he has. It's a little moist on him. But if he can have it removed with this, without tirche, all right, he'll have it removed. But if it involves tirche, so he doesn't care. He's not so. He's not so makpid. So, but sometimes a person is so makpid that regardless of the work and the tirche, that the removal of that thing involves, he'll still do it. So that's the machlekes between Tanakame and Rabbeleza. Tanakame says, Bisa story bish, is no chitz. Even though the man in question, who is Teveil, if he could undo this matted hair and the Bisa story, he would do it. He doesn't like that they do have it. But when he sees that it involves a lot of work, so he doesn't mind. So because of that, so he says that this story, Bish is not it. So Rav Leza says no, but if that person would remove it, if it doesn't involve any tirche, and he only lets it stay, because it involves tirche, so then it's considered over a matvit, and the name is free. There's the machlokes. All right. Now, other things. Now, Mishnah Dalet mentions other things that are noch tzitzit. Lifluf Shebe'ayim. So, Mishnah Beis mentioned Lifluf Shechutzlai. So, the rim that is outside the eye, that is a chatzitzit. But inside the eye, Lifluf Shebe'ayim, so it's not a chatzitzit. Now, Lifluf Shebe'ayim, so Bilach in chatzitzit. Biyovish chatzitzit. Vishechutzlai, Bilil, Bein Bilach, Bein Biyovish chatzitzit. Vitaila have the chutz la'ayin, so the makpid ben bilach ben biyovish. Bisech la'ayin biyovish makpid. Bilach, any makpid. You see, because chutz la'ayin, so is chetzis ben bilach ben biyovish. Because chutz la'ayin, so then everybody sees it. So he's more sensitive to it. Mashein kein, teichai, no one sees it. But if it's yovish, so then it bothers him. So maybe it's a makpid, but if it's moist, it doesn't bother him, and no one sees it, so the nail is not makpid. V'gele chalamako. V'usraf alach. V'luruch v'tzeyo shal psoi. V'tzeyo shetachas atzipere. V'tzipere nam durbeles. In other words, if you have a loosened nail. So that's no chitz. Kshu shel koton, that is the downy hair in the ktani. So, loy tomei ve loy mitamei. So what does it mean, loy tomei? In other words, in nogo tumo beis isar, loy mitma hakot. In other words, there is a loche of yodeis in tume. In other words, yodeis in tume. Let's say, suppose, a dovah hamitamei comes in contact not with the foot itself, but with the step, not with the foot itself. So, even though it didn't touch the foot itself, the pere, but the stem of the pere, so the pere becomes tummy. Why? Because this is a yad. So the aloch is the shushel cotton, the downy hair of the cotton is loy tummy. In no got tumo beis isar loy mitma cotton, it's not considered as a yad in tummy. The loy mitame, im hoya a cotton tummy beachas miovis atumes, vi noga odom beis isar, vi loy noga bipsore. So in other words, see, the cotton was tummy, and somebody did not touch the goof of the cotton himself. But he just touched the downy hair of the cotton. So he doesn't become tummy. Lo yitma negeyad, lechoshif sar ze yad, lehachmis tummy ulehitz. Ulehitz. Chum shal hamako, the scar tissue, that develops over a wound, so tummy umtame. So that is considered as a yad to tummy. Alright, there are. Lifu shebe'ayin bilach in echitzit biyomish chitzit. Shechutz la'ayin delilo ben dolar biyomish chitzit. Itayim ahave dechutz la'ayin odom makpid ben dolar ben biyomish. Bisech ha'ayin biyomish makpid because it bothers him bilach in makpid. Shush al kotin kininsar anilo bosar haktani. Kinasar shenilo bikishui. Ve'is isar koru bilosh mishne kshush al kishus. Kach sar shal kotin adem le koru kshush al kotin. Ve'anoshim keiris le'i sar sheite. Sheite means, the real meaning of sheite doesn't mean stupid. Sheite means irregular. That's why we have the expression Hode Sheite, Amin Sar Sheite, Prayer Sheite, an irregular prayer. So a person who is not up to par, so is considered as being irregular. So we call him Sheite. But the real meaning of Sheite is irregular. Now, so there are two pshatim. What is mu? One pshat is mosk. I mean, it's in English also mosk. V'yeisvorim gersi v'chena. That's bitumen. So these things, if you have an ikele pitch or bitumen, so then it is echzitz. Bichlich susis bein bifnim bein mimachutz. So if you have that spot on glassware, so then, whether it's inside or outside, so it's echzitz. Ala shulchon, ala dalfle, vi ala dalgish. So if you have it on a table, now tefillah can be eilat to a table, because a table is a kliyetz. A kliyetz, you can be table. So ala shulchon, ala tablet, ala tablet, or ala dalgish, on a couch. So ala nikim chetitzim. Ala blusim, ena chetitzim. In other words, if you have that spot, you have on a clean table, an unsoiled table, unsoiled dargish, couch or tablet, so then it's chitzeh, because if it's kept unsoiled, that means that the people, the owner, is marked on it. But if it is generally kept soiled, unclean, some mele is certainly not marked, some mele it's not chitzeh. Al mite is balabayis chitzeh. If you have that spot, let's say, of zephes or whatever it is, so you have it on the beds of the balabais, the householder, so it is chetzitz. Vishaloni, why? Because he is sensitive to it, to any filth, that there is some mezi gavar makpid, so it's chetzitz. But al-shaloni, eini chetzitz. Al-shaloni, eini chetzitz. So the reason is not, as one renowned rabbi said, because the Chachomim tried to make it easy for the poor people. So that's why they said, Al Shaloni ain't chetzitz. The reason is because an oni is not makpi. So the mele it's not chetzitz. Aliku shall balabayis chetzitz. If it's the saddle of the householder, so it is chetzitz. So the al shal zakokin, in other words, the water skin carriers, so they are not makpi, so it's ain't chetzitz. Al amardas chetzitz. So in other words, on the pack saddle, So it is echtzitze. Reb Shimon Gamliel Eimei Ati Yisrael Talk. In other words, only if it is that large. But if it's less than that, so it's not echtzitze. But according to Nekame, even if the spot is less than the size of an Yisrael, a certain coin, so it's all echtzitze. Now the question is, what is a machlekes? It's not mistaber that there is a machlekes in Mitzies. Whether on a small spot less than the size of an Israel Talki, so people are makpid or not. So again, probably the same thing. In other words, it's a question of degree of pain. So in other words, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, but it doesn't have to depend upon the same machlekes as between Tanakam and Rav Lezer. It's a different degrees of pain. So Reb Shimon Gamliel says that if it is a small spot less than the size of an Israel, so the payday is very, very little. So mimele, it's not chetzitz. All right, Rav. V'amei yomos glas, v'yeis vorn v'geres in v'chana, by tumen. Da'agesh mitok tam, ikawish, ta'agu yesh, yishavta mitok voido, so da'agoshi, alankim chetzim shim kabdalai, plusim luch lechim, v'demele b'gmorat lechva. Now, according to the Shittes Rambam, that payday is an individual criterion. So then we understand as to why the Mishnah makes a distinction between Mitishal Balabais and Mitishaloni. Mitishaloni. Because that Balabais, if he's a Balabais, so that particular individual it is presumed that he is Makpid. And if he's not Makpid, so then he comes within Oni. If he's not Makpid. But according to according to the Rambam, I mean that it's an individual criterion. But according to the Rashba, that it's a general criterion. So in other words, so we have to consider it from the point. It's not that kid. The criterion is not the rough people, but a certain category of people, a certain group of people. If a certain person belongs, is a member of a certain profession, let's say he's a painter. So Mimela, even though most people are not painters, and they are not people, let's say, on paint. So, but since he is a painter, so Mimela is the general criterion of that profession, of that group, not of most people. So, Anim, that's a group by themselves. So since most Anim, this is how the Rashba explains it, since most Anim are not Makpid, so even if a particular Oni happens to be very sensitive, so it's not a tzitzit. Alright. Ruim, Rusim Luchlochim Dilu Gmore, Tirk Avodu, Isa Blusa, Enoch Het Chetitzin, Isa Blusa means an Isa that has all the Pseiles, all the impurities in it. Enoch Chetitzin, Lekab Da Alayi, Behind the time of the Mitzvah Balabai is one. Ikev Kmo Yukev, Hushalei, Shemasim El Hamer, Kishneisei Amasa, Zakokim Neisei Anedis, the water skin carriers. Eine Geist ist immer wieder allich durch hat Israel tautische Woche die Dauer der sehr Woche ist Woche mit alle eine Geist ist mit alle kame lo yoy be shur la pro pocket mit Israel Geist ist Woche kann kann our body suppose you have a spot on cloth and that can be tavel god in you can be tavel so mit da ho de eine Geist mit schnitz da dort im Geist but if it's on both sides if the spot appears on both sides of the baguette so then it's just it's a why because then people are mad. Rabbi Yudei Meir Mishim Rabbi Yishmoel Av Mitzadechot. Av Mitzadechot. So again, we have to say that the Machlekes is in the degree of Tpeilet. In other words, there is a person doesn't like, he prefers, in other words, a person prefers that the Beged should not even have a spot on one side. But if it's on one side, even though it doesn't meet his approval, but he doesn't care so much. Mashenke, if the spot is on both sides, so then he cares. Rabbi Yude, Eimer Mishim Rabbi Shmuel Mitzalech. Rabbi Yise Eimer Mishal Banoi Mitzalech. Banoi means Talmidei Chachomim. Because al tikra banayich al boy noyich. So tam dechachomim sheiskim bibinyoni shaleilom vikabde al revev shebigdeyim domar Rabbi Yechonikol tam tchokes nim shrivav al kodov chayimis Rabbi Yisei meir shal banoyim mitadechot vishal bur mishen tzneizdom. But these things, you see, depend upon the mitzias. It might vary because I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately, so you might find tam dechachomim who are not fastidious, were not sensitive to any spot on their body, and you find, that you certainly find many women who are very fastidious in regard to a spot on their garments. So in other words, so if the attitude of the people changes, so the din will be different. Not that the din is different, the din doesn't change. It depends upon the mitzias, the attitude of people. Shel bur goru amamoret, v'likopit al lichluch shem godov. Elohim can yetzei me'iv aleiva. Umadaz damrino lil dechetzeit haine she'iv is a penetrating spot. Haine she'iv yame beizdodi. Deloitehei madaz chshuvo mebigdi shal amoretz ve'alochek rabiyiz. Mitpacha shal zafosim v'shal yetz. In other words, that the apron of the pitch makers, pitch workers, or v'shal yetzrin of the potters, v'shal mifasle ilonis of the tree trimmers, the aprons, if there is a spot on the aprons of the pitch workers and the potters and the tree trimmers, interesting. Why? Because they're not makpid. So in other words, so we consider according to the Rambam, according to the Siosis, Pshat and the Rambam, so the Mishnah is just telling us that if we see that an apron of a tree trimmer so has a certain spot, so we can safely presume that he's not naked, unless we know that he's sensitive. All right, so then, but minastam, we can take it for granted that he's not naked. And according to the Rashba, so the pshat is, even if we know that he's naked, but since he's a tree trimmer, so it's determined by the attitude of the members of his profession. So that's a group by itself. Rabbi Yudei Meir Afso Kayotzin, Kayetzide. In other words, that if there is a spot on the apron of the fig dryers, so also Zeaklav, Kol Amakvidol of Chaytzei Sheni Makvidol of Enechaytzis. Zafosim Zivzichovies Inamei Zeyazefes Mifas Leironei Sheneitin Apsiles Meironei Pirushach Efeis Leironei Sloshim Peh Psoi Lochor Shekiris Anot Neilon Kini Shemisave It should become thickened the younger goofy shall you. So Kayot Rashit from Hamo Yavish Pirish of Sokait, Pirish Achim Lak the Kating, Horan and Kabda Luchluch, Hamid Pochishalem, Vein Aloche Kirabiud. Aloch Kabi say again, what is the Machlekes? It's not Mistaba that there's a Machlekes in Mitzies. So in the degree of Kpeir. All right. Call your Ishakeli, she Yachnison Shaloi Kidalkon, that all the handles of Ikele that was put in not in the proper way. Oy shechnisom kidalkon, veloy milkon. He didn't finish it. He didn't complete it. It was thrusting, but not completely. Oy shemorkom v'nishberu. Oy shemorkom v'nishberu. So harei lechetzi. So then it is echtitz. Kli sheidbilei derachpi, kiyilu leitova. So if he immersed it with the mouth downward, so mimele, it's not a good chile. Why? Because if he immerses it with the mouth downward, so he doesn't allow the air to escape. And since he doesn't allow the air to escape, since all the air does not escape, so mimele, water cannot reach every part of the chile inside. So mimele, it's not a good chile. He really could darke below his boy. Ati Atenu Altide. So below his boy is, so he will be Sode, or he will be Nase. She is Bihli, Bahas, and says of Rokol, his boy, she needs to leave. In a buying boy man, Ati Atenu Altide. So in other words, if let's say some Kalim have a big handle, or something that protrudes outside, so in order that every part of the Kalim should be immersed in the water, you have to immerse it sideways. Otherwise, there'll be something from the handle that will protrude outside and will not be immersed in water. And if there is something that is attached to the keli that is not immersed, submerged in the water, so then there is no tefil. Kli sheutzo mikan, umikan, virochet min haemtza, eini toi, ad sheyatenu al tzidei. So if it is narrow on both ends, and it's wide in the emtza, so eini toi ad sheyatenu al tzidei. In other words, in order that water should come inside the whole tank of the keli. Sleichi shepio shekeya, eino teiro ad sheinakveno mitzido. Now, so Sleichi shepio shekeya means, let's say, suppose, this is the keli, and then, you push in something. The ink pots, some ink pots are constructed that way. You have the dayfen, the dayfen of the keli is bent in. So if you have, and the Mishnah mentions it, Kalmarin had yetes in the Torah, because the Kalmarin, that's an ink pot. I mean, even today, so ink pots are constructed that way, in order it shouldn't spill out. So you have the dayfen of the keli, of the ink pot, is bent in, and then it reaches up to the shalayim of the ink pot. So mimele, if you don't bore a hole in the side of that keli, so water will not come in into the teich of the keli. So, Sleichi shepio shekeya, that the spear should care. In a tail watch in a crinomitino, so he has to bore a hole. And Talmud, that's an example of it. Talmud in a dientes, the eat parts, in a tail watch in a crinomitino. The Talmud in shall yes if a kayen, who is in a cooler bit. Now, Talmud in Klishim and Nichem Beis Agay. The Chayin Kirei say the Russian Reini, Talmud. The Eisi Mehem, Shepi and Shekei Ali Seicho. So, it's bent in. It's a Seicho. Kidei Shal Yish Bechadyei. Afilu Ni Hafech Alti. So the ink comes in beneath the bent in the infant of the Kele. So even if sometimes you push the ink part, so it will not spill out. That's the reason as to why ink parts are constructed that way. Even today, they are constructed that way. Afilu Ni Hafech Alti. ומדבילי כדארתי אין המים נכנוסים בחלו השקוע שסוב הספיס מבפנים והפיך אורך צורך לנקת נצת. הקר והכסה שלהם, הרילו צריכים שיובאו בהם המים. So it's a kele like any other kele. So water has to come inside. כסה סגולו, והקדו, והקדו, a bowl, ויועמום, a black, והקמיה, an amulet. So it has a tech. But it's always full. It's never open. This is how it is used, I mean, that it should not be open. The atfilo, tfil. It's the tfil. So tfil, so can be mikabu tume. And if it became tume, the tfil, whether it's the tfil shal yad or tfil the batim, the tfil shal yad, the tfil shal rosh. So if it became tume, so if you immerse it in the mikre, it becomes toya. And it's tfilin she yaveu be mamayim. Zea cloud. כל שאין דלקי להכני סולה היצי תיבונסטומס. So the halachi is that let's say kador, a ball. So you don't have to open now. The ball has a hole, but it's always closed. It's never open. So mainly you don't have to open it up. Let's say sometimes you have a globe, you know, and in the globe, let's say, is of a klimatres. So you can open it up, but suppose it became tummy. You don't have to open it up, you know, and to allow water to come inside the globe. Why? Because this is never opened up. Now, according to the Shite, so we can say, the reason as to why you don't have to open it up, because it's based on story. Let's say the globe. So you can open it up, but it's never opened up, the globe. So it is a storing, so it's not necessary that mine should come in. But holy be as mine is being on. So according to the second version of the Rash, that holy be as mine only means that there shouldn't be in the base of storing something that is hated. So you understand this, why you don't have to open up the globe. Because as long as there is nothing inside the globe, that would obstruct the water that would come in, if it did come in. So it's all right. But according to the first motion in the Rash, that holy be as mine means that it must be capable of, the water must be capable of coming in. Even if it doesn't come in, but it must be capable. So here too, why does the Mishnah say that the Kadur and the Tfilah, the batim of the Tfilah and the amulet is also, it has a hollow, but the hollow is always closed, the hollow. But why? So according to the first pshat in the Rash, so it's based on story, because it's always closed. But according to the first pshat in the Rash, it has to be holy be as mayim. So that according to the first pshat in the Rash, we must agree with the shita of Rabbi Nazar in Italia, that Rabbi Kliga mentions. In other words, that when do we say that it has to be holy be as mayim, like the peh, techa peh. Sometimes it's gold when one opens up the mouth, so it's gold. But the natural position of the lips is that it should be closed, substantially closed. So maybe it's considered this a story. Mashiach is something that is always closed. That's in Mokim Avalua. Mokim Avalua does not even have to be holy be a smile. So the first washing in the Rash must agree with that sheep. That doesn't mean that the second lotion cannot agree that she did. But the first lotion of the Rash, so that's the reason as to why Kesin Tagulo, the Akadu, the Akameye, Voimum, the Akamu, the Akameye, the Atfilo, in its creature of the mind. Zach Wow. Coaching Daki Lahakni Sula Heitzi, Tavun Stone. That lotion is Masma, like the Shite, the Tramitriga mentions. In other words, as long as It's aim down till Hachdish Leiki, it's always kept closed. So then, it's Teva Mishkan. It's Teva Mishkan. All right. Eilu Shein Tzrichen Shiyavei Be'amayim. These are the things that you do, that Mayim does not have to come in. Kishrei Oni, Ve'hanimi, V'chavet Shal Sando. In other words, the knot of the of the garment of the poor, because if there is a rent in the garment of the poor person, so what does he do? He ties it, and that is destined to remain that way, because the poor person does not. Maybe today it would be different, but this man Chazal, the poor person, did not have ambitions to become a millionaire. So Mimele, see, say me also, Vahatel Eilom, Hilkach in Tzorach, Vahatel Eilom, Vahatel Eilom, Vahatel Eilom, Kishre Oni, Vahnimi, that means the fringes. So it's not aiming to be untied, the fringes. The fringes themselves consist of certain ties, of certain knots, but it's not destined to be untied. So Mimele, you don't have to open it up, and it's not necessary that water should come in. In other words, and the chavet shel sandal and the thong of the sandal, the knot of the thong of the sandal, utfilah shel rosh, the tefillin shel rosh, bizman sheyi chutza, vishel zreya, bizman sheyi noelo v'yiredes. In other words, the kesher is very tight. So, and Mimele, it's not also Hatia, if the kesher is very tight in the Tzion Shalom. So since it's not only made to be opened up, it's destined to be that way all the time, so Mimele, you don't have to open it up. And Bishalzreya, Bisman Sheinela, Biredes, if the strap is not made to be pushed down, so Viosne Hachamas, Viosne Atam. In other words, if it's the handle of the water skin, the knot in the handle of the water skin, or in the shepherd's wallet, so that is not only to be untied. So the mele, it's in darkei hachmis or lehitzi. So the mele, it's tevin kishus tumim, and it's not necessary that mayim should come in. It's not necessary that mayim should come in. Elu shein tzrichim shiyavei mayim hakesher shebidrakasim shebikatem. The knot in the shoulders garment, v'sofer shel sodi, in other words, the hem of the sheet, so tzorich l'mateach, because that is aimed to be opened up many times. So mele, water has to come in. Utfilo shel reish bizman sheino chetzo, if the kesher is not very tight, so then it's aimed to be untied. If the kesher was made very tight, so it was made very tight because he wants it to be that way all the time. But if it's in a chetzo, so it's aiming to be untied. So Mimele, you have to open it so that water should come in. So in other words, so then it doesn't have a din of a mocking balua. Vishal Zoreya, Bisman, the pashtes of the Mishnah is, as Rabbi Kiveya mentions, that in mocking balua, so then we don't even care, so the whole aloha of all the mocking bias mayim, being on, doesn't apply. Because if it did apply to the mocking balua, so why do the Mishnahs tell us we don't have to open it up? After all, maybe in the course of the years, something got inside the thing, who knows? Maybe something got in the course of the years, something got inside, and so that should be a chetzitz. So the answer is no. This is, if it's not aiming to be open, to be untied, let's say like the globe or something like that, so even if something got inside, and it would obstruct the water that happened to come in, so it's not, there is no chitze, because there is no aloha of all the bias mind. Vizhorebis mazhil yirad yishanitzin shal sandal ubgodim sheidvilo mechubosim. Now this, the Mishnah mentions another thing. Ubgodim sheidvilo mechubosim achi yivavivu. Yitvilo migubim achi yivavivu v'yonucho mibibur. In other words, if you are teveil, a dry baggage that was dry, so then you have to make sure that it starts bulging, and then it stops bubbling, because when a garment absorbs water, then it starts bulging. So If it is a dry baguette, if you have tail, a dry baguette, so then, as long as you see that it keeps on bulging, the baguette, so that means that the whole baguette did not absorb water. So there are certain remote parts in the baguette that did not absorb the water. That means that the water did not reach the remote part of the baguette. The horaya still keeps on bubbling and bulging. Why? Because the water did not penetrate throughout the width of the baguette. But if it's a moist baguette, if at the very outset, when you start immersing it in the mikveh, so it's a soaked baguette, so then it immediately, it is, so in other words, so the water, so then it's not necessary that the water from the mikveh should penetrate to the remote recesses of the baguette. Because even if it keeps on bulging and bubbling, so that's an indication that the water of the mikveh did not yet penetrate into the remote recesses of the baguette. But it doesn't matter, since it's a soaked baguette anyway, at the very outset, it was moist, so mainly the water that is absorbed from before in the remote recesses of the baguette is mechuber to the mayim, the mikveh, so it's considered as if the moisture that is in the remote recesses of the baguette is been in the mikveh itself. So, ubgodim shidiru mechubosim achivavivu, shidiru meguvim, achivavu v'yenucho mebibur. Alright, parkasim, levush atachten shal abosso, v'u posuach, v'chsofim, v'chsoleif shei, keish v'lakate, v'vishafsef shetmatire, v'sofe shal sodim tzorek v'mateach, hakmotim sheyeg b'svos v'yoyeno, kishyevi ha'mayim v'neisa hakmotim, v'mateach v'foshkul v'moshchon, v'yiltechem keil ha'shenes, v'shenes shal sandal, the straps of the sandal, v'tzui shekishchem ben, שיבדאו כי שמד בלודם בגד במים, אלו אם כמין אבא בוי למים, וכשהם חובוסים ומש כתפיך עליהם, מי שישחילו המים מבדאי עתיהו, לפי שהושקו, המים הבלויים בוי למי המקרה. אבל כשהם יגובים, אין המים בויים בכולי, עד שינוחו מבבון, and stops bulging and bubbling. שכשהודם, because if it keeps, as long as it keeps on bulging and bubbling, it means that not all the parts of the baguette absorb the water. So that means there are certain remote parts of the baguette that did not have contact with water yet, so it's not a good feeling. שכשעוד עמד בלסודים ויוכל לשטחי שנעמיק לרחוב הלוקח תריך למים כשהוא מקופו ומתרקח מבבלים המים וכשנוחם מליבורם בידוע שבו המים בחור כל יודס הקרי שהם ערוכים ויוסית לקייצייץ מדבילים עד מכם עמידו מדבילים עד מכם עמידו. So all the handles of the קרי that are very long and it's destined to be cut off, it has a very long handle and it's destined to be cut off. So מדבילים עד מכם עמידו ואשור ייצור יחתירת תיכולאים ילחותך כחותך דומו ולהבך ציצל עם קמח תח עצמי ובייס הסטורים דיקלים אין טון בי אסמיים כמי בי אודו. So that was this he took from the Rash. The Rash says it on this mission. And that's a big chidesh. Now the Rash has the kashe, here we say מדבילים עד מכם עמידו. So ואשור ייצור יחתירת why דיכולאים ילחותך כחותך דומו. Fine. But the question is, so that should be a chitze, the mekemach tach? Then you'll finally cut off the handle at this point. So it will remain up to here. So at this point, the surface, after it is cut off, no water got in. So why is it a good tefillah? So the Rash says, because, but you'll say it's a bishah story, because at the time when it stayed there, so this is certainly so-so. This is certainly so-so. So, but Bishas Torim, the halacha is, B'chol Bias Mayim is Dinon. So he says, the Rash, that when do we say that B'chol Bias Mayim Dinon Bishas Torim, that is only by Odom, by Kelim. So the whole halacha of B'chol Bias Mayim Dinon doesn't apply. So that is can very well be explained according to Shittas Aritra. Because Shittas Aritra is that the whole, that even by Odom, only be this a story that all be a spine being in the Rabbanon. So the Chachomim won't be certain it regarding to the Sodom, not regarding to the Skelim. But it's according to the Shita of Tesis, according to the Shita of Tesis in Rishon HaKodimu, that all be a spine with a story is the Raise, why should there be an Aftimine between Odom and Kelim if we don't have it as a Kosov? So it's more mistaba that this Chidesh of the Rash accords with the Shita of the Ritva. Now Tesis in Chum Dachayim.